The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
All right, Craig, thank you. Let's break the 4 o'clock hour down into two parts. During the second half, Paul Verkammen, former CNN reporter, and the incomparable Tom Likas, broadcaster, podcaster extraordinaire. They both have essays in a new book that is a salute to baseball broadcasting legend Vin Scully. And they're going to join us to talk about the book and their relationship with Mr. Scully. And then in about an hour, attorney Stu Jenkins will break down the Supreme Court hearing this week about Grants Pass, Oregon, and the rights of the homeless, if they have any. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. Next up, we put the spotlight on a group I have never heard of. I've been doing this for 32 and a half years. It is the National Association of Women-Owned Businesses. We've got Tyler Skinner and Dr. Leslie Kasanoff in studio. Ladies, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Dave.
And you're both wearing hot pink. Is that is that part of the uniform?
Absolutely unplanned, actually. Nabo's color is more like a teal blue.
That's right.
So yeah. How come I haven't heard of this group?
That's a good question, and that's probably our fault.
Well, it's nobody's fault. It's just like, Tyler, what's the deal? Well,
how come? I think you touched on it earlier, Leslie, when we were chatting, is that, you know, we're a national organization. We serve over 12 million women business owners nationwide, and then we have 11 chapters here in California. And I think for our small but mighty chapter, we like to say that we're tiny but mighty, because we were nominated last year for Chapter of the Year at a national level.
Wow.
So we do a lot of really great work in the community. But yes, partly, are we out there doing all we can? Maybe not, but why? Because here's the bigger question. Women are doing it all. We have a lot of extra responsibilities, like raising families, running businesses. So sometimes, as a volunteer board, we are looking at all the different avenues, and our strategic plan is always focused on the outreach, and we've started to really actively put that into place more now than ever this year.
That's a good answer.
Is part of that.
That's a good answer. Is this a countywide chapter?
Yes. This is a countywide chapter, yes.
Yeah. All right. And there are actually no borders between chapters. So the next closest chapter is in Santa Barbara. So actually, Santa Maria probably would, you know, somebody from Santa Maria would probably come to us.
All right. What's the website, please?
NABOCCC.org.
So yep.
NABOBO-CCC.org. Right, that's our local there. Central Coast chapter.
Who can join?
Yeah. Women business owners can join. Looking to level up. Women that are looking to level up their leadership development. Women that are looking to have a local influence with a national reach. That's really what we're all about.
All right. So, Leslie, put a plug in for your business and talk about how this organization has helped you.
Okay. So I'm a health coach and consultant, moved into that after being in chiropractic for many years, and became a certified health coach and consultant. And my business, being in NABO, has given me the opportunity to speak at a national level for a couple of webinars. It's given me the opportunity to present at a couple of the other chapters around. So it's done more to help me get the word out about what I do and who I serve.
Yeah. How about for you, Tyler?
Well, for me, it's a great story, because I jumped in on a Christmas party. And I immediately connected with a lot of the ladies there.
Then you jumped in on the Christmas party.
Yeah, someone invited me to a Christmas party at Castle Noland. And I went in there, and I go, this is really cool. These women are rad. We had a book exchange. We had a fun time. Then I get in. I join the organization. I go to one luncheon, and someone tapped me and said, hey, you know what? I think you're really fit for leadership. Would you like to be on the board? I immediately got on the board, and I've been on for the last 4 or 5 years on the board. Actively, I was past president last year. And for that, what we want to talk about is our fall leadership retreat. It's Vision and Voice. And I was able to procure a contract with our national organization for our company, because I run events. Right. And we do curated experiences and women's retreats. I was able to bring 50 women business owners from around the country to our Central Coast, to SloCal, right here.
And why are they
in the
coming?
Fall.
Why are they
They're coming because they've never even known about it. They didn't even know this existed, really. And that
kind of like me
in
this
stuff.
Organization.
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't know how cool it was.
And they didn't know how, they didn't know we exist here on the Central Coast.
They didn't know, and they're ready to come.
So what are they going to do when they get here?
They're going to do a storytelling, elevated storytelling. We're having speakers come in from Santa Barbara. We're going to do adventures all over Paso.
So it's like a private thing for the 50 women who are coming.
It is a private thing. So you have to be a member. This is a key fact. You have to be a member of NABO to be part of this retreat. So,
but if a woman were to join, she could be part of the retreat.
She can absolutely come to the retreat.
Yeah. Hmm. So talk about the here. You have to allow me. I'm the dumb guy in the room here. What are the unique challenges for a woman owned business as opposed to a male owned business?
Oof, Leslie, you want to take that one?
You can both comment.
Where do we begin?
I don't know, just give me a sense.
Well, you know, I think you have to look at it kind of holistically because it's not only are we women running businesses, we're women running our lives. Most of us have spouses and children we're raising and everything else on top of that, and we're running a business. So it's just, it's, most people are busy, and then we're trying to run a business on top of all that. So we're finding business, making business, in addition to just, you know, showing up every day.
Yeah. What do you say, Tyler?
I agree. I think that for me, being a mom of two, that's a definite challenge, is having the life work-life balance. That's a lot of things we talk about in our organization, is how to do both.
But don't men have the same thing? I'm not trying to be Phil Donahue.
They have the same thing, but I think there is something called emotional labor. There's actually a book about this. I can send it to you. It's a quiet job that women sort of default. We're like the default parent a lot of times. And sometimes there's single parents, and that's not the case. But women are the default parent. And so what happens is there's a lot of extra responsibilities, I think, like going to birthday parties and after school activities and all these things, if you are a business owner and a mom, and that's your choice. And that becomes an extra challenge, I think, and a barrier. But the other part, I think, is access to capital. That's a big one for me. I think that investing in women is those that invest in everyone else. Women think of community first. They look at family, community, they look at everywhere else, right? How they can expand with that, with those dollars. And I just don't see a lot of women asking for enough and for it. And I think that's what NABO is really helping to elevate, is getting women to be able to go to those negotiating tables and say, hey, I'm worth this. Let's do this.
This group goes all the way back to the 1970s, the national group, Leslie?
Yes, it does. Yeah, and it was first, we have our 50th anniversary coming up next year. And basically, NABO was formed back in the days before women could actually open a bank account and get a bank loan.
Remind me, because I didn't know, I knew this happened at one point, I didn't know it was that recent. Kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was actually 1982 or 1983, believe it or not. I was a young adult then.
Yeah.
And I was in the working world then.
Yeah.
And prior to that, women could not get a loan without their spouse's signature. They could not, they couldn't buy a car on their own.
That's right.
You know, if you were a woman in the 70s and you were a single mom, go try to buy a car. You had to pay cash for it.
There's a woman in our organization that actually told us she had to get her 16-year-old son to co-sign on a loan for her.
That's really very sad. So how's it today?
Well, legally, it's still equal. But I'll tell you what, Dave. Fast forward, that law passed in 1983. In 1991, when I opened my first chiropractic practice and I went to the bank for a loan, they asked me for my husband's signature. Now, I didn't know that legally I didn't have to provide it, so I did.
Wow.
That's, you know.
It's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah. It exists. Tyler, tell me more. How are things today for women business owners?
I just think there's a multitude of things, and every business is very different. I think the landscape is different depending on the size of your business, depending on if you have employees or not, depending on, I mean, the laws are different across the board. What state you're in, it varies. That's why NABO is a national organization, because it's serving this really wide span of women and all types of businesses. And one of the things that I'm just speaking for myself personally, you know, with what I'm doing in events, it definitely is a challenge. It's a challenge for me to have, my thing is investing, like looking for people to invest in the vision, invest in the bigger picture. When I want to scale, what does that look like for me? Bandwidth wise, I'm talking energy level, family, all those things. What does that look like? And I think that's part of why leaning on women in NABO to help you navigate some of those things, having those conversations, having women that can coach you through it and work through it who have been there before.
It's like mentorship. A mentoring. It's like a mentoring.
Absolutely.
Program.
There's mentorship going on all the time. We have an institute also. We have a C3 site. So we have a 501c3. It's a nonprofit section. And there's all kinds of free education, all types of access, everything for women to just click on it, get it. It's an amazing resource library.
Yes, yeah. So the website again, please.
The website is nabo-ccc.org.
Spell that out, please.
nabo-ccc.org.
All right.
Well, then they'll find all the educational stuff
on
the national site.
Yeah, the national site.
Which is nabo.org.
All right. We'll be back with our guests. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC. Afternoons at the bottom of the hour, Tom Likas and Paul Verkammen join us to talk about the late, great Vin Scully and a brand new book that is an appreciation of the broadcasting legend. Meanwhile, we are back with our friends from the National Association of Women Business Owners. Dr. Leslie Kasanoff is here. Tyler Skinner is here. And they're looking to recruit. It sounds like, yes, there's some serious issues here, but the chapter meetings can be fun and social and networking opportunities. I want to hear about that, please. Tyler, let me start with you.
Oh, we're starting with me. Okay. Well, I was just Leslie and I were chatting on the break. We were talking about how something to touch on is that we are a nonpartisan organization. I think that's a big touch point to say that we bring all the issues to the table and everyone is welcome. Everyone's welcome to join and be a part of that. And also, our meetings are fun. We changed the name to Business Brilliance, and it really is. We involve things like mini masterminds where you can... you can present a challenge in your business and have a group of women around you helping you solve that issue, helping you work through those challenges right away, and you have tangible takeaways. And then we have things like networking, speed networking, lots of social events. We have Master Wine, we call it, afterwards, so we can go have a glass of wine. Master Wine. Okay. Have a glass of wine on a Friday and wind down.
Hmm. The meetings for you, Leslie?
The meetings for me are sometimes the highlight of my week, my month. You know, when you're a solopreneur, you're doing it. Sometimes it feels like you're doing it all alone. And to have that group of women that have my back, that I know I can pick up the phone at any point in time. A lot of my closest friends are from NABO.
About 45 members.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
have. But you want more. People can join.
Yeah.
How often do you meet?
Once a month.
Regular meetings are once a month.
Plus mixers all throughout the county.
Yeah. And then we do have mixers throughout the county once a month. And then we throw in whatever other thing we can figure out to plan occasionally.
You're non-political, but do you lobby?
We do.
We do lobby. We lobby on a nonpartisan level for things that benefit all women, and it's a very fine line that national walks, because it has to be something that's going to benefit the woman business owner as well as the woman employee.
Give me some examples. What are you advocating for? What have you advocated for in the past?
Oh my gosh, there's like thousands of things. I can't pick, Dave.
Yeah.
This is hard.
Yeah. There's actually a board member who is the head of advocacy for our board, and unfortunately, she's not here.
No, but literally anything that you can think of that has
articulate.
Been, yeah, anything that has been that, involved at a state level or a national level, NABO's had a hand in it at some point.
Yeah.
So that's really what it is. There's representatives at that level, both at the Capitol, the state in Sacramento, and representatives in D.C.
And you were telling me prior to all this that you even have local electeds who are members of your group.
Correct.
Have
yes.
been over the years.
Yes.
So obviously they're inspired by this.
Yeah.
All right. I want to hear more about the fall conference. You have 50 women coming from all over the country.
We do.
All right.
Just imagine being from Iowa, and then you're coming to wine country by the beach.
Yeah, I've been in Iowa.
Yeah, they're going to enjoy it. It's something different that NABO's doing. It's the first time they're doing it. Something we pitched to them and decided to try out, because they normally have a big conference every year of 600 women in different cities like Louisville, Kentucky, or Austin, Texas. And I said, what about Central Coast of California? You know, we have a really great thing going on here. We've got direct flights from pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Come on over. And they were going, oh, we didn't even know about this. So once we put it on the radar, they're very excited, and it's happening October 3rd through the 6th of 2024.
Mm-hmm. And if people join the organization before then,
That's right. They can be a part of it. They can come meet women at all levels. So there's women in the circle. We have something called the circle. It's women with million-dollar businesses and above. So there's that within NABO. And those women have separate masterminds and separate meetups and groups. But we're bringing everyone together because we believe that that mentorship, like we were talking about earlier, is very vital to every woman's success. So the women coming together to talk about things like access to capital, scaling, talking about leadership development, that's what we're doing.
Are there certain fields that women-owned businesses seem to thrive in? I mean, software versus retail versus... Or is it all over the map?
I think it's all over the map. It's all over the map.
There's women doing major government contracts. There's women in the nonprofit sector. There's women with 50 employees, hundreds of employees. There's trade show owner. I mean, there's everything in between.
Well, let me try this. Are the issues you're facing, do you have things in common? The challenges that you're facing?
I think women, there's definitely things in common.
Yeah.
I would say absolutely.
I would say just by virtue of the fact that we all want to be in the same room and we're all women looking to grow our businesses in the best way possible, that brings us together. And one of the things that I've seen when I was at the national conference a year ago, there's women with million-dollar businesses, multi-million-dollar businesses, and they're ready to give you the shirt off their back. They're ready to help you in any way they can. And that's something that's unique that I don't think you see everywhere.
Hmm. I've been here since 1987. I have come across more and more women who are either managers or in charge of their own business.
Right.
I've been around long enough that I remember Lynn Frady being the first woman allowed in a local Rotary Club.
Wow.
I remember the late, great Grace Mitchell becoming the president of Cuesta College in 1988, 89.
Mm-hmm.
And that, at that time, was the highest a woman had climbed in the county. She was the president of Cuesta College. That was a huge deal
back
then.
It was a huge thing. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So other than the fall event, is there anything else you have coming up that we should mention?
We always have our luncheons. So we do a monthly luncheon. It's called
Business Brilliance. They're a very social
group. They're very social.
Yeah.
We've done things like yoga classes, hikes. I mean, we've done it all. But women, our Business Brilliance is at Madonna Inn every first Friday of the month from 11:30 to 1:30. We usually bring in phenomenal speakers and programming to this, and we host those mini masterminds. We host opportunities for people to connect and get to know each other better. And then afterwards, everybody goes somewhere for some master wine and to hang out. So it's a Friday afternoon. You can go back to work or you can hang out and socialize.
Is it your sense from the membership that local businesses are doing okay?
Is it the sense from, I'm sorry, say that again?
That local businesses are doing okay, or your members
really
feeling
variable.
Good?
I think it's so variable.
Yeah.
I think our members are doing good, but I think without this community and support, I don't know if we'd have as many surviving and thriving.
All right. When's your next meeting?
Next meeting. When is it? June? First Friday in June. Let's look it up.
First Friday in May.
You have a meeting in May?
Oh, sorry.
In May?
I'm looking at June.
May.
You said June.
May.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah.
So people could come to the meet. They could join and come to the May 3rd meeting.
Yeah, they could absolutely join and come to the May 3rd meeting.
They can come to the May 3rd meeting and then confirm that they want to join, too, if they want to take that route.
All right. Our thanks to Tyler Skinner and Dr. Leslie Kasanoff for coming in for the National Association of Women Business Owners. Leslie, final thoughts?
No final thoughts.
Tyler, jump in and
hey,
server.
I'm great. I am grateful for this opportunity because Dave, the fact that you didn't know that we existed says a lot.
Yeah.
And the more that we can get out there and do things like this, we appreciate the opportunity because we want people to know we exist.
Do most men,
what we do.
When you mention this to men, do we know?
Guess what, Dave? You're going to become an unofficial official NABRO. We have NABROs. Men come to our meetings, men come to our national events, and they're considered NABROs. They support women-owned businesses.
Well, I support you, but can I do it from afar?
Of course you can.
Okay.
Yeah, men can actually join, too.
I put you on the show.
There's a supportive staff.
There you go. Airtime.
I'm wearing pink because I knew both of you were wearing pink. All right, ladies, thank you. Off we go. News, traffic, weather. Get ready. Here come Tom Likas and Paul Verkammen. I'm Dave Congleton.
The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.